two. Congressman Walz is with us, Florida native, Florida's 6th District, colonel in the National Guard, combat-decorated Green Beret, former White House and Pentagon policy advisor. He's disgusted, just as we are, about all of this. I want to pick up where we left off last week first, because I think your prediction is correct, and I'll get to that in a minute. I want to know, because you're sharing with us that you know for a fact you're being told one thing behind closed doors, and we are being told a very different thing by the same people publicly. Is that still happening?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. And to the point of, of that ad and just Biden's incompetence and lies, last night I introduced a resolution, a vote of no confidence during our defense bill markup, because you have so many Democrats that are outraged behind closed doors, but then publicly are silent. So I made them vote on it, and whether they have confidence in this commander in chief or not. But of course, once again, we saw politics come into play, because at the end of the day, I mean, there are going to be investigations and hearings and all of those things to find out what happened. But I want accountability. I have every veteran, Gold Star family, 9/11 victim coming to me and saying, who is going to stand up and say, I screwed up, and not blame others? And at the end of the day, it sits with this commander in chief. But we are still hearing behind closed doors, the intelligence is clear that Al Qaeda and the Taliban are married at the hip. They fully intend to attack the West again. Now they're armed to the teeth to do so. But when we ask behind closed door, well, where is this over the horizon counterterrorism plan? Now that we have no bases, no local allies, no troops on the ground, no diplomats even, and no eyes and ears, it's just nothing. There really is no plan. I mean, Biden presents like they have this.
When Joe Biden tells the American people we have all the leverage, and Jen Psaki says we have all this leverage, and the generals are saying we have all this leverage, why do I see it the exact opposite way? And that is, no, the leverage they have are the Americans that Joe Biden abandoned behind enemy lines that are hostage to these terrorists.
This administration, this president gave them the leverage on a silver platter in the form of hundreds, if not thousands, of America. By the way, they're lying about that number, Sean. It is far bigger. I mean, just the number of Americans my staff and the veterans groups are in touch with alone.
I want to hear this very close. I want to hear this very clearly.
Yep. That you add in the green card holders, the family.
I want this audience to hear how
hundreds to thousands that are still there. The children of Americans that are still there. It's outrageous, and we've given them this leverage. They want access to billions in foreign currency. They want international recognition. The administration is already saying they're going to send humanitarian aid. Where do you think, whose hands do you think that's going to end up in, on top of all of the weapons that were left behind? You know what I call that, Sean? That's all called a ransom. And paying ransoms to terrorists is illegal. Providing aid to terrorists is illegal, and providing aid or anything to an entity that staged a military coup is illegal. And we are gonna hold this administration to account, and we're gonna block and tackle every which way we can. But we got to get back in charge and get back the majority back to really get to the bottom of all of this.
Well, again, now let me ask you about this phone call that now has been revealed with Biden and Ghani. It shows us that everything Biden was saying publicly about this great Afghan army, the whole world knew that the Taliban was on the march. And I've done this time-delayed map takeover of the Taliban, their march through Afghanistan, or the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. And I've been playing it repeatedly on TV for a reason. It's because, you know, the idea that we had no idea is a lie, because they saw them on the march in March of this year, April of this year, May, June, July. And then now he's telling in July, the president that took off and took millions and millions with him, he's telling him at the time, well, whether it's right or wrong, you just got to get out there and lie and say we're winning. That's pretty much what he said on that phone call.
You know, Biden in public is saying they have a 300,000-man army that's equipped and ready to fight, and that can stand on its own. Well, behind closed doors, I months prior was asking about the status of the Afghan army, and the Pentagon wouldn't bring the numbers. I knew that they were undergoing defections, AWOL, morale problems, because Biden told the entire world that we were abandoning them. And in one fell swoop, he pulled away their air support, their intelligence support, their logistics support, and their maintenance support. And he knew that that they were crumbling. The other piece, Sean, I met with Ghani the night before he went to the Oval Office to see Biden, and he had two requests that Biden easily could have given. One was to continue our air support, no troops on the ground, but our air support, and two was find a way to allow the American contractors that were maintaining the Afghan air fleet to continue to do that. And I think that would have stopped the momentum, bought us time, and given us the capability to destroy this equipment before it fell into Taliban hands. Biden did nothing except have that phone call and tell Ghani to put on a happy face. It's despicable and it's outrageous.
It's unbelievable to me because you know and I know that Donald Trump would be impeached over this. Now, of course, we're not going to get any phone calls. Is there any way you would know the answer to this question? When President Trump, before they negotiated any deal, which was conditions based on the ground, which was prior to the fighting season, I know that sounds bizarre to people, but there's an actual season. It included keeping Bagram Air Force Base that we built and paid for. All of that was included, and it included the threat before any discussion went any further of obliteration. I've confirmed this with Mike Pompeo, with President Trump, with Mark Meadows, and that phone call, those phone calls do exist. Can we get access to those phone calls, and do we have any way to get access to the Ghani and Biden phone call?
So those phone calls, I worked in the Bush White House. Those phone calls are transcribed. I mean, that's what President Trump released, and so there was nothing wrong with my call. Here you go. Because there's others listening in. We have sent demands to the administration that they preserve all documents. But Sean, you know, really being able to get to the bottom of it with Pelosi and Schumer in charge, I'm not going to lie to you. That's going to be a challenge. And we have seen this administration lie and cover up to just a phenomenal extent already. So we'll keep pounding the table, Sean, to get access to what was actually said weeks and weeks before the fall of Kabul. There was a whole menu of options of things Biden could have done to stop this calamity, the easiest of which I sent a letter asking him to do, was to reapply American air power, keep Bagram Air Base, take action against Pakistan, which was supporting this entire thing. That alone would have halted their offensive, bought us time, get our people out, and prevent this absolute surrender.